Sam Gibbs from the Esperance Express, also a colleague of his as well, Jacinta Burton. Thank you for joining me.
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, cool. First time here. Kind of got the deer in the headlights thing at me. Like, yes, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Let's start with Sam. Our indoor sports stadium has some funding confirmed for it. Some great news right there.
It sure does. And I'm kind of losing my voice here, Draker, so you'll have to excuse that and everyone else
out
there as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely fine. In fact, it's an improvement.
Excellent. So our sports stadium, it's received the green light for the next stage of development. The Shire has received confirmation from the state government. CEO Matthew Scott said the budget was around $7.2 million. $4 million coming from royalties for regions, the other $2.46 coming from Shire and stakeholders. Mr. Scott said that he hoped construction would commence about early next financial year, probably take about 12 months to build.
Cool. Just good to see that we've got that happening for it. Next up, the Jungle Book stage show, Jacinta.
Yes. So Esperance Senior High School is going to be performing Disney's Jungle Book Kids this weekend at the Bijou. So that's going to be this evening and tomorrow evening as well. And yeah, a high energy musical based on the 1967 Disney film. The cast will be led by English teacher Liz Elliott, and she said the students performing have been delightful to work with, and the production is going to be presented through a special arrangement with Music Theatre International, which provide annotated musicals for high school age kids.
I've seen the photos that have been put up. They're quite amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
They're beautiful, aren't they? And the costumes are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Very green. It's a nice green. I love that shade. Yeah. Lastly, the European startling birds. These pests. Tell us the update on that.
Yeah, so authorities have extended the seasonal surveillance of the European starling following the capture of 11 of the pest birds between Hopetoun and Condingup. So the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development have urged the community to be especially vigilant and to report any unusual findings to authorities. The seasonal surveillance period is typically due to finish at the end of October, but it was extended to ensure that a breeding population wasn't present. The Department of Invasive Species Manager Richard Watkins has said that the incident team has been established to extend the trapping, and there'll be additional staff on the ground. These birds typically are found on the backs of livestock as well. They are one of the few birds that will do that. And yeah, any suspected sightings should be reported via the My Pest Guide app or through Pest and Disease Information Service.
Cool. So I'll keep a lookout on my bushwalks. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully it's been a good experience for you, Jacinta.
Thank you. It's been great.